Developing coaching skills, track 8. The crucial elements for sales and sales management success. The crucial elements of sales and sales management success drive your opportunity for success with your sales team. Without desire, commitment, strong outlook, and awesome sense of responsibility, then a team won't grow or change. Desire starts with personal goals. If you haven't taken your team through a personal goal setting session, then you should not be surprised if you don't have a team with extraordinary desire. If you're going to succeed in any economy, fight through any issue that would impact someone's outlook and eliminate excuse making, then it starts with goal setting. It is your personal and professional responsibility to create an environment for your team where people thrive because they achieve their personal goals and objectives. When people are given the opportunity to dream and then plan how to achieve those dreams, then their passion for success rises. This is the awesome responsibility that coaches have. Despite the overwhelming statistic that 73% of sales leaders don't believe they need to know what motivates their people, nothing can be further from the truth. Only once you know what stirs the hearts of your people can you effectively coach them. Commitment is not a gray concept. People that are committed to success in selling do everything possible to succeed. Be careful, I didn't say anything to succeed. Anything implies immoral, illegal, and unethical. We are not going there. But we are talking about people who will learn to change, to risk, to try everything possible that they can think of to succeed. Does that describe your team? If yes, prove it. If no, then either you hired them that way or you made them that way. Which is it? Commitment isn't something you can create. You can describe it to your team. You can describe what it means to you. You can tell them that it's an expectation that you have, but you can't make them committed. Nor should you be delusional into thinking that they are just because you want to defend them. Look at their track record. Have they done everything possible to succeed? Outlook impacts how people approach their day-to-day personal lives and their business lives. It may be one of the toughest things to deal with as a coach because it's so very personal. Anything can take someone from flying high to feeling low. Your job as a coach is to sense this and help them. Help them recover. Help them understand that in their lives, they are tens. And that failures in the roles are just that, role failures. Role failures aren't final. There isn't an expectation that you can be a certified psychologist, but there is an element of your role that requires that you help people with their frame of mind and self-image. Think about how important it is for someone to feel good in order to execute well. If this isn't part of your responsibility, then whose is it? Speaking of responsibility, your team won't grow as long as there are excuses. You must commit right now to always, always respond to excuses with, if I didn't let you use that as an excuse, what would you have done? What would you be doing differently? You have to use that as a response to excuses. But keep in mind, responsibility is more than just not making excuses. It is about finding solutions to problems that confront your people every day, and it is their responsibility to find those solutions. Your salespeople must accept this responsibility, but that starts with you. And that starts today. No excuses, ever.